We turn now in the scriptures to Ezekiel chapter 13, and we'll read the whole chapter, Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. Ezekiel 13, starting in verse 1. God's people, these are the words of God. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration, Listen to the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the foolish prophets who are following their own spirits and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among ruins. You have not gone up into the breaches, nor did you build the wall around the house of Israel to stand in the battle on the day of the Lord. They see falsehood and lying divination who are saying the Lord declares when the Lord has not sent them. Yet they hope for the fulfillment of their word. Did you not see a false vision and speak a lying divination when you said the Lord declares, but it is not I who have spoken? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken falsehood and seen a lie, therefore, behold, I am against you, declares the Lord God. So my hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and utter lying divinations. They will have no place in the council of my people, nor will they be written down in the register of the house of Israel, nor will they enter the land of Israel, that you may know that I am the Lord God. It is definitely because they have misled my people by saying peace when there is no peace. And when anyone builds a wall, behold, they plaster it over with whitewash. So tell those who plaster it over with whitewash that it will fall. A flooding rain will come, and you, O hailstones, will fall, and a violent wind will break out. Behold, when the wall has fallen, will you not be asked, Where is the plaster with which you plastered it? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will make a violent wind break out in my wrath. There will be also in my anger a flooding rain and hailstones to consume it in wrath. So I will tear down the wall which you plastered over with whitewash and bring it down to the ground so that its foundation is laid bare. And when it falls, you will be consumed in its midst. And you will know that I am the Lord. Thus I will spend my wrath on the wall and on those who have plastered it over with whitewash, and I will say to you, the wall is gone and its plasterers are gone. Along with the prophets of Israel who prophesy to Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, declares the Lord God. Now you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who are prophesying from their own inspiration. Prophesy against them and say, Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the women who sew magic bands on all wrists and make veils for the heads of persons of every stature to hunt down lives. Will you hunt down the lives of my people, but preserve the lives of others for yourselves? For handfuls of barley and fragments of bread you have profaned me to my people to put to death some who should not die and to keep others alive who should not live by your lying to my people who listen to lies. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against your magic bands by which you hunt lives. They're as birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let them go, even those lies whom you hunt as birds. I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people from your hands, and they will no longer be in your hands to be hunted. And you will know that I am the Lord. Because you disheartened the righteous and falsehood when I did not cause him grief, but have encouraged the wicked not to turn from his wicked way and preserve his life. Therefore you women will no longer see false visions or practice divination. I will deliver my people out of your hand. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. And that is God's word. So, we come to the chapter of the condemnation of false prophets. We've seen condemnation and judgment promised to the kings and the people. But it was the false prophets that really brought upon Judah and Jerusalem so great of judgment, because they prophesied false things from their own imaginations, as it says in the scripture here, to the people and to the priests and to the kings. And of course, those people believe them and not the true prophets. And so we see the sin and punishment of false prophets. We see the summary of that in verses 6 and 7. It says, they see falsehood and lying divination who are saying, the Lord declares when the Lord has not sent them. Yet they hope for the fulfillment of their word. It's not God's word, it's their word. Did you not see a false vision and speak lying divination when you said, the Lord declares, but it is not I who have spoken? And so they misled God's people by saying peace when there was no peace. And the Lord promises judgment to the false, not only the prophets, but the false prophetesses. Talks about in the last verse 17 to the end about the women who prophesy. And they were prophesying from their own imagination and inspiration instead of the words of God and the inspiration of God. And such false prophets will be destroyed and judged. And that is a warning to us today, especially to elders. The same applies today with God's ministers who preach and teach falsely. They will be judged in a great way because of how many they lead astray in their preaching and teaching falsely. And it is a reminder to elders as we judge men for ministry and future elders, that if they're teaching false things, we should stop it at all costs, because they lead so many astray. And they lead people based upon their own inspired word of God, their own inspired, what they call the word of God, to their own vain imaginations, and rather that you would hear. Our goal, of course, is that the people of God would hear over and over again the actual inspired Word of God and not the teachings of men. Let's pray. Father, as that is a warning to us elders especially, we pray for all of us that we would be godly hearers, lovers of your word alone, that we would be Bereans who are checking your word to make sure what we're hearing is so and true. We pray that those who are teaching falsely or preaching falsely, that when it happens in minor occasions, that you would correct that and there would be repentance from your ministers, that they would see it clearly as they misspoke, which at times happens because we are still in the flesh. But Father, predominantly in the majority of the time, we pray that all elders and all your ministers would be proclaiming your word and the gospel, that it would happen all the time and not once would they slide into false teaching. Father, we pray that, especially for the elders, that you would help us guard the church, not only our own congregation, but even and especially those of our presbytery, the congregations and the sheep of those congregations. Father, we have a duty, as you have granted to us, to seek the reforming of the church, as we heard this morning, and even the protection of the sheep and those other congregations. Father, pray for our members here and our congregation here, that they would often be in prayer for their ministers and their elders, and even for our presbytery and our denomination, knowing that many would attempt to preach falsely, and even as we've heard in the book of Acts, divide the body, and often that happens with false teaching. We pray that you would cause us all to be earnest prayers, seeking that the church would be continued in purity and peace. And when there is no peace, that we would say so. And we would call upon faithful elders to stand firm according to your gospel. We know that such elders will be held to a double account for their deeds because they affect the many hearers. And so, Father, we ask that you would protect us elders from false teaching, that we would not fall into these warnings or similar warnings and judgments that we see here in Ezekiel that were to these prophets and prophetesses. And we would ask that the gospel would go forward, that the gospel would go forth to all nations, And we pray for those churches throughout many nations where they are being persecuted and suffering because they're preaching the gospel, that you would grant them the strength and courage to continue, and that many would hear and believe, seeing their lives, but also hearing the word, the gospel, and believing unto salvation, which we pray this evening for our congregation and those congregations in our Presbyterian denomination, that they would hear the gospel, many would hear and believe the gospel unto salvation, and many would give praise unto your name and bow the knee to you, as we do this at this time. Father, may you bless us, your people, and grow us in your saving grace and sanctifying grace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.